Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast, another off-season edition where we're just going to just get right into it as far as football goes. You know, what are the prospects that we're looking at for this upcoming draft? What about free agents? What about guys that are not going to be franchise tagged, including King Henry? All that and more. No other fluff, just football talk this show. It's the Swolecast on rotogrinders.com.
Can you hear the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto Dunes Abbey to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
All right, welcome in. We're going to live a little on this show. Soccer Dave here, Davis Matic. Peter Overzet with his new boom stand he's got.
You're the only one who's noticed, Dave. I've done like 2 or 3 shows since getting it, and you're the only one to comment on my new boom arm. Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it. Little things. Tuttle, I can't help but noticing an absence of a big boom stand you have.
Yeah, I don't need to overcompensate. I just let my analysis do the talking.
The bigger the boom, the more you have to talk. Those are the rules.
And they called him AJ Tuttle. They called him AJ Tuttle, and he's coming with heat like that. Absolutely not. I won't stand for it.
Tuttle saw right through my plan doing my first drafts this week, not knowing anything about the rookies. I was hoping people would just be staring at this arm, not hearing me try to do prospect analysis.
I actually might have some rookie takes since I did college football. I was so in depth with college football.
There's actually a couple of guys I think you will have takes on who are like pretty relevant.
Yeah, I know nothing about like the draft prep. I haven't looked at that at all, but I could probably.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here. I will say it's a little bit disappointing because, I saw the title is like Best Ball Season Begins, but it's not really. Like, I don't know. Sosa didn't really prepare us for
the
show.
Well, some of us have been drafting Trey McBride, since January, and then others of us are trying to get like 6 to 7 spots of ADP value on Trey McBride in February. So, some of us are built different. Some of us are built different.
Right. And I did see since our last show a couple weeks ago, Davis, people are throwing you under the bus for not living a little, for being tethered to ADPs. I'm getting mentions.
Honestly, one of the most of all the times I've been dunked on social media, and there have been plenty. Brian tweeting out that I had like, what was it? Like an 8.3 average delta after the 14th round in Best Ball Mania 4. I mean, that is That is shockingly bad stuff to the point that I'm like rethinking my process from the beginning.
Finally. No, but Dennis,
this should be a confirmation because we had the live a little ADP yeah. battles with Kitchen and you yeah. were on the side of adhering closer to ADP. So this like confirms your initial.
Well, I'm
belief.
Still, I still think you're not smarter than ADP for, let's say, I guess I should say this. It's a sliding scale based on how high up in the draft you are. After pick, let's call it 150, ADP is, I mean, it's simply guessing, right? It's the analogy, the analogy.
We are so
that
back. Davis, my prediction is this. You're saying, like, last year you're saying, like, oh, maybe 18th round, 17th round. Now you're saying 150. Next year is going to be, yeah, like after the top 100. Yeah, like sure. Like we're getting.
Well,
there.
If you listened to the podcast I did with Brian the other day, which I know you didn't, his prediction for the meta, what Pete's video is going to be, like Pete's like most viewed baseball video, his prediction for that is that it's the whole thing is going to be some variation of scroll the F down, live a little. Take whoever you want. That people, the thing that people are going to be focusing on the most is getting undrafted or less than 100% drafted players on their roster in the final. That is going to be the goal, which I kind of agree with.
It's taken this long, but my brand is just going to soar this summer. I can just feel it.
I actually think Brian will be slightly wrong, and the thing that people are, I think the bit that people are going to do is going to be combinatorial ownership. I think that it's going to be don't take Mike Evans and T. Higgins at the 3-4 turn, like do something else because that combination is going to be too popular together. That is my guess.
Whoa, Tuttle. Whoa.
Speaking Company about man. Overcompensating.
Oh, poor guy. He changes the logo and then doesn't realize he's on mute. Come on, Tuts.
That's almost as bad as Dan Bach posting the new logo and then a dark mode. It looks like some old PNG file.
Like we say, bless his heart. And also got, well, Pete, you might even mention it in the overview. So we'll see. Do you have an overview, by the way?
I do.
Oh my god!
But I didn't get any late breaking jokes about the new Roto Grinders rebrand. So if you want to talk about that now, you can.
Okay, I would just say that Ship It Nation mentioned Roto Grinders and like, hey, you guys, we're big fan of the logo. Welcome to Team Ship It Nation or something like that.
I gotta be honest, I have not been
Tuttle. You're still muted
in the DFS drama streets. What is the most recent discourse between Ship It Nation and Run Pure Sports?
Is that beef?
We had Hoop on Lulz a couple weeks ago and I asked him if he was on Team Ship It or Run Pure and he said Team Ship It. That was kind of the last. I heard about the beef. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Kitchen, we need to know how much you had to say with the new logo. Maybe Kitchen was going to Ship It Nation and doing
Kitchen had someone from Fiverr do this, obviously.
No. It was the homepage, the logo, the branding was a long process. Our buddy Alex Blundell was a big part of that.
How long was all of it in Asana before all the Asana boxes got checked off?
Buddy, if you think we're still using Asana these days.
Is it on the Trello task board?
Yeah, I think it started with Trello. Now we're.
I like Trello. I'll just say it.
Do you guys use the AI feature in Notion to schedule your sort of workflow?
Kanban, we're Team Slack, and we do use some Atlassian products. I've been using FigJam a lot lately from Figma. Got some cool stuff coming, but yes, we do have a new logo. We have a new contest also for updating your logo and getting a Nintendo Switch, which I feel like the Switch for a Switch campaign is very clever. So you can find out more about that. Just kudos to everyone making it happen. It's when you're like doing this change on like a 13 or 14 year old site, it's no like easy task. Like everything is going to break.
Let me say, I had some vibes that the Fantasy Insider site, which was just complete trash, I had some of those vibes with some of the old or RG infrastructure.
Yes.
So I think you guys did well, because my snap take was like, I was like, what did you even change? But now that I'm, you know, really looking at here, I see some of the intricacies. You want to keep the familiarity of the branding while refreshing it. This just has David Kitchen Master Vision written all over it. Well done, Dave.
I don't know. It was David Kitchen Master Vision. It was a melting pot of stuff. But we did fight to just make sure that we keep like the core piece of what the company is. That's the gear. So that has an F inside. People don't. It's a little behind the scenes take. If you look at the gear in Tuttle's box, there is an F kind of there.
But you have to do it like one of those magic eye things where you get really close, and then when you
what is that? Back, what does the F stand for?
It used to be Fantasy Grinders. The original OG site was fantasygrinders.com.
I never knew that lore.
And then they realized that, hey, Fantasy Grinders could mean something else. So they changed it to Roto Grinders, and it kind of was an R and a G. So that's the behind the scenes takes that you get at the Swolecast. But it's not, you know, I just would say if you're enjoying this, go ahead and just hit that subscribe button, because we are on the road to 10K. And speaking of how we get on the road to 10K, it's just what people love. And that's stuff like the Overzet's overview.
Got that dog in a butt. Got that dog in a butt. Overzet's overview. Come on.
All right. The Swolecast is back by unpopular demand. Last week, there was ones and twos of individuals wondering where the show was. Let's all seriously just be grateful that this show is occurring at any frequency whatsoever and is essentially a rounding error on the Better Collective accounting books. All right. Let's get to the news, though. Bitcoin is absolutely ripping. I believe might have just crossed 64K. Every time I look, it's up another 1,000. It touched 64 apparently a bit ago. And Davis bravely went on X.com this morning and told his Twitter followers to buy. His followers will be able to nestle that BTC right alongside the Golden Pups NFTs that he shilled to them a few years ago.
I should check the floor.
What is it, Bulls and Bears? I think that was the first profile picture thing he got. Is the
no, not Bulls and Bears, the goons of Balatroon. Bales wrote an article.
My god, the goons
that I had to,
but they were either Bulls or Bears. Those profile pictures were,
yes,
correct. You were. Remember how stupid you were if you didn't buy one of those things?
Yeah, it really does suck when guys like Cal and Bales buy that, because then like deep inside you're like, what do they know that I don't? And the next thing you know, you got five of these trash NFTs in your account.
What they know that you don't is that they're rich enough that buying one Goons of Balatroon is a rounding error.
All right. In other Davis news, Davis Matic was spotted at the Las Vegas airport this past week on his way to a ski trip in the Pacific Northwest. And it was honestly a brutal run out for Davis, because had this individual just gone up and said hi, Davis would legit be bragging to us right now about bumping into a fan at the airport. He would have all this clout. He'd be able to lord it over us. Instead,
is that picture real? Is this real?
This is very real.
He was wearing a Mahomes jersey in public?
Yes. There, thank you, producer.
There are Chiefs socks on, too, if you zoom in. Chiefs socks.
So this individual posted in the Deposit Kingdom Discord. I shared it on Twitter. But I will give Davis credit. At least we have proof of this interaction, unlike every instance of Kitchen bumping into a fan at Disney World. Where are the photos, Kitchen?
Where are the photos?
It will surprise no one. You know, for the audio listeners here, Davis was wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey at the airport. Dave, a jersey, it's just completely unacceptable travel attire. I mean, you just need to really
Here's why it is acceptable travel attire. The first is It gives you a chance to tribalize because you're going to see someone else wearing your thing, which did happen.
How many people were you fist pumping like champs, like in the airport?
Yes. Yes, literally, yes. The second thing is it was the connecting flight. I was meeting my buddy from Kansas City, so I knew there would be Kansas City people on the connecting flight. The other thing is that we were in Vegas where the Super Bowl just was, where the Kansas City Chiefs did just win the Super Bowl.
What does that have anything to do? It's like you've been there for 2 weeks too long after the Super Bowl.
Osmosis, you were.
Yeah,
you were,
I don't know. I generally, when I travel, wear a Chiefs or a Royals something, hat, shirt, jersey, whatever.
If you were to wear a Swolecast shirt, you would have gotten, that guy would have come up to you, I bet.
Am I the only one on the show that would prefer not having any sort of social interactions while traveling?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like, most people that go to the airport are like, don't talk to me. Like, just let me do my thing. Seeking. Davis is saying,
here's the thing, though. I don't live in Kansas City anymore. I don't live in Kansas City anymore. So I don't, I like to partake in those Kansas City related interactions when I can. Okay.
Two things about that as we unpack it. One, I like that Davis admitted that he essentially wore that as an engagement farming technique. He was trying to
IRL,
get likes
IRL.
IRL. Yeah.
I wanted IRL likes, and I got what I was after.
Also, now that I actually think about it, I think this might be the most impressive like celebrity interaction, because Davis seems so unapproachable that he got the paparazzi treatment, essentially, like the photo posted on Page Six and then just get out of there. So I think Davis might actually be the king celebrity around here. All right. In other news, I drafted my first best ball team on Monday. I was down horrendous when I blindly clicked Dylan Loeb, only to realize he makes Danny Woodhead look like Derrick Henry. I won't make that mistake.
Dylan Loeb's the best round 20 pick on the board, buddy.
Dude, don't be racist. David Kitchen hasn't tweeted in a week up until today when he was promoting the new RotoGrinders rollout. And what's so funny is I thought he was deep in the lab making final tweaks on his Live a Little graphic. That's definitely close to finding its way to a merch near you, but he was actually working on another graphic. Is that what happened, Dave, that this derailed the Live a Little graphic?
Yeah, I will also say that I signed a Live a Little print for somebody and sent it out to them that wanted it along with a Swolecast shirt from the office. I will also say that I am in talks with a merch company right now.
In talks with a merch company. Totally.
Yeah, we're in discussion right now. Like there's some
that is the happening. Most that has such big my girlfriend lives in Canada energy. I just can't even. I have no idea what we're going to talk about today. This concludes the Overzets overview. Back to you, Dave.
No, thank you. I thought you guys would ask about my attire as well.
Like what?
I feel like you've worn that before.
Yeah, you've worn this that is a very standard before. Dave attire.
Well,
no, this is when the bosses are coming in the office.
No, well, there are people in the office, but more than that, I was selected as a Better Collective brand ambassador.
What does that mean?
So that means that there's going to be a video crew today.
Oh my God. You are eating this up for sure. Oh my God.
In the office.
If all of you around, like, super making a awkward
meeting where David
like,
had
B-roll, like just me typing at the keyboard.
Are you on camera right now? Someone filming you?
No, Devin's supposed to be in, but I don't see it yet. Just to be completely transparent, we already did one shoot, but we got the wrong questions. So we're redoing it. I'm wearing the same outfit. But
so
yeah.
Basically, like, you are Better Collective does like a video advertisement about what they do and about how they treat their employees well and what they're
and there's
all
like
about.
Posters. Like
yeah.
Certain places.
So like when you walk into a building and you see like what's in my head is you walk into a hospital and you see the sign and the dot and it's like here at St. Mary's, the doctors really care about you. And you get Dave in his vest, like smiling at you. That's like what's going on here.
I'm confused. Like brand ambassador, that I assume there's specific things they want you to do with that, but like making a video, is this more just like a profile of you as
Like they want to get some of the different people that work at Better Collective from like around the globe. You know, it is a, you know, a publicly traded company.
And yeah, and you really are emblematic of the diversity at Better Collective. Yeah,
we need to focus on the Danes, not the Daves. That's what we need to do.
So anyways, someone said they couldn't find anyone else. No. So yeah.
What do you guys think Josh is doing right now?
I saw, were you digging up his old tweets, Davis, today? Did I see
Oh,
that?
Because the Bitcoin stuff.
Is he punching air? Is he punching air today?
You tell us. You're the one digging up his old tweets.
Well, he doesn't really tweet anymore, is the issue. Is he about 6 months ago, he just decided to stop tweeting.
He probably is living a better life. Pete,
his wife was involved in a fraud lawsuit, so I think that those things overlapped.
Stop. Pete.
Yes,
like, what was your experience with like going off the grid? Because you still were tweeting though, right? Like,
I mean, I wasn't like off the grid. I just like didn't do shows for a week.
Didn't you go off the grid last year though?
Oh, last year? Two years ago. April was born? Yeah.
No, and,
off the grid. That was during the Top Shot Bull Run, and you were like, Pete's going off the grid at the most important time of his life.
Yes.
One of us was right about
biggest
that.
Mistake.
Well, the issue was is I don't think you had the sell button when you were off.
I still haven't found the Top Shot sell button.
I know. Literally 2 weeks ago, we do the show. I DM Brian and Pat. I'm like, can we just get rid of these fractions that I own? And then, you know, they're both rich. So they're both like, I don't know, you know, offsetting. And I'm like, all right, enough. Like, whatever. I don't want to deal with this, actually.
Yeah. Kitchen, you will love this. So Davis sends this email. He tries to claim that he had fractional ownership of a moment he didn't actually have ownership. He's trying to sell a moment he didn't have.
No. I have a fractional ownership of Pat's fractional ownership of the Jokic.
How much?
That's how
much
we decided to do it because we.
And
we
how much is that Jokic? Like, what's the average sale price?
Like $325.
So you want a fraction of a fraction of $300?
And then the rich people, Brian and Pat, said, yeah, we're not selling this, right? There's no point. And so
I love it.
Do you remember
when Davis sold a Tyler Herro moment for $30,000 and said it was the worst day of his life?
I wonder if I could go buy it back right now.
Okay. Pete, you're in the content streets as far as news.
Yeah.
Everything
wow.
else.
News. Wow.
Did you see the Justin Fields little Easter egg?
The today? One where his agent filming him and he says, you're going home.
You're going home. Guess where his home
pretty
is?
Pretty good Easter egg. It's Atlanta, Dave.
I mean, he originally started at University of Georgia. So, and he's jumping up and down. I'm thinking this could happen. This
seems
was after me thinking
like a lot of smoke.
That yesterday he was.
What did the
Browns say? You
didn't see this tweet, Davis? This is like right up
your
alley.
No, I did. I'm making fun of David because everyone knows he's not a Bear.
Well, yeah, but yesterday, the talk was all about Pittsburgh.
Oh sure, okay. Yeah,
Atlanta would be more fun than Pittsburgh.
Atlanta would it be though? Like I kind of question that because the dream scenario is that Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta. That's the best possible scenario.
Dude, it's
football.
Not even close. Atlanta, dome games, easy division, sick offensive weapons, no Arthur Smith. It's not a contest.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's close either.
Pittsburgh though, outdoor, kind of cold.
Maybe they'll bring Matt Canada back.
I see what you guys are saying.
I actually don't care about Justin Fields at all. I care about Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson way more than I care about Justin Fields.
We've already seen Justin Fields could support DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, like, and now he's going to get
Cole Kmet finished like tight end 14.
Dude, Cole Kmet was a very useful fantasy asset.
He had spike weeks though.
He did have those spike weeks.
I just don't think Justin Fields is that good, I guess, is. I'm not that convinced by
I don't think that's like some strange take, but he's undeniably fun to watch.
So like Tuttle, if you had to guess right now in these
he's not good in real life. He's not gonna win a super he's no Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, he's definitely not Pat. I would never wear his jersey in an airport. If you had to guess, Tuttle, right now, where amongst quarterbacks Justin Fields is being drafted in these virgin drafts that only virgins are drafting right now, if you had to guess, where do you think?
I don't even know what a normal quarterback ADP is in those things.
Well, Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts are 1 and 2. I'll give you a hint. 12. Kyler Murray is 12. Purdy is 13.
Okay, so Fields probably another 10 after, like 20 range.
15.
Fields is the quarterback 8. Fields is he's 83rd overall. People have lost objectivity. Like there's a chance that he doesn't.
That's a completely fair price for Fields, Davis.
What if he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL in the year of our Lord 2024?
Justin Fields is starting. Did you look around the league and see who started at quarterback last year, Davis?
Well, he will start games, but I don't know. I
like the hot takes of Davis saying that Fields might not start next year.
I'm not take locked. I love Justin Fields. I was the guy.
Wait, what?
I was the guy burying the Denver Broncos for taking Patrick Surtain instead of Justin Fields.
This
is true. I actually do think.
I'm saying Davis I've had a basic like approach. I loved him. I loved him as a prospect, but he clearly is not that guy. He's 10 and 28 as a starter. He's just not a good. He takes too many sacks. He gets sacked 11% of the time when he drops back.
But Justin Fields is a good thing for doing the like real life versus fantasy thing. But I think he's an awesome fantasy click. If you want to like litigate, like okay, the Falcons can never win a Super Bowl with him or whatever. Like I will buy that argument.
I don't even care about that for this discussion. What I'm saying is that pricing him at quarterback 8 is pricing in no chance that he is not a week one starting quarterback for an NFL team.
Right. And I'm saying that there is like maybe like a 1% chance. I mean, no, outside of injury, Justin Fields is starting.
I will say that I was, I did a few drafts last year, even in May, where Trey Lance was coming off the 13th or 14th round.
It's not the same as Trey Lance because Fields has at least gotten through multiple NFL games without getting injured, but it's more like Trey Lance than
I'm just saying we didn't know last year and I still was drafting Trey Lance because of upside and it didn't work
out. But Davis, if any team trades like anything of significant draft capital for him, he's starting.
But what define significant? If you trade a third round pick, he has to start. What if I don't think third round pick, now second round pick for sure.
I mean, we were talking about Pittsburgh and Atlanta. Who is he sitting behind on those two teams?
If he goes to those two spots, he's starting week one 100% for sure. But Atlanta might just take J.J. McCarthy 8.
Then tell me in this hypothetical.
The J.J. McCarthy love is too much. I'm sorry. It's too much.
Hang on. I want to flesh this out.
David Kitchen.
Davis, where is the spot where someone would realistically give up, even let's just say a third on the low end of compensation, where he wouldn't start?
The one spot I can see it happening is the team that everyone keeps saying is the Vikings, where they trade like a conditional third or second round for him, but they also take McCarthy or Nix or Penix or whoever, and they have like a legit. Obviously, this is very thin, but the reason why
so you're not supposed to take him in the eighth round on the off chance he gets traded to the Vikings and doesn't start.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that for me, it is bizarre to take him over. For example, like I think Kyler and Fields fantasy points per game are going to be fairly close. And there is a 0% chance that Kyler Murray doesn't start.
I love Kyler's price, too, for the record.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to say any words about Desmond Ridder's career after he was buried yesterday?
It was not fun. It was terrible.
His coach, Raheem Morris, I think they asked him about his quarterbacks. He said, well, if we had better quarterback play, I probably wouldn't be at this podium right now.
It was so good. It was so good.
I will say, David, the one interesting thing, as a guy I went to preschool with, I don't know if people saw the Zach Robinson quotes when he was talking about like Matthew Stafford in his ideal version of a quarterback. And he's like, Matthew Stafford was like chiseled by God and brought down. And obviously Matthew Stafford and Justin Fields could not be any different on the quarterback spectrum. So like not saying that my friend Zach, who I went to preschool with, couldn't turn Justin Fields into a great pocket passer, but it does not seem to necessarily mesh with the vision that they're going with.
Well, I wonder. I mean, obviously the chat does not agree with me on this at all. The chat, they're all in on JF1. I think something they're not accounting for is also Fields getting traded for and then getting benched, like what happened to Carson Wentz, where Carson Wentz got traded for a conditional first round pick and got outright benched for what was his name? Not Ellinger. Ryan got benched for Ellinger.
In Indy?
Yes.
Ellinger. The other, no.
No, never mind. He didn't get benched until he went to Washington. I'm wrong. So he played a 17-game season where he averaged 6.9 YPA.
All right. Yeah.
Is this possible?
Can we see the coffee cup?
I have no knowledge of the situation. This comment I brought up. The only way Fields doesn't start is if the trade falls through and he ends up stuck in Chicago.
I'd say that's like 2% possible.
Yeah, because I could see the logic behind it makes sense, right? Like if the trade doesn't happen, he's not starting in Chicago, obviously. I just don't know the likelihood of that happening.
The way Poles was talking this week is that they might already have a trade lined up and he wants to get it done as soon as possible. Yeah.
Think that's a really big coffee mug, Tuttle. And you just were drinking like an energy drink a second ago.
It's my water in the Big Buddy. You guys don't know Big Buddies?
No.
Anybody's?
No. I know Trucker Buddies.
Midwestern folk will know. If you bring your own, I don't even go that often, but if you bring your own, this is like $5 to buy.
Is this like,
and then the refills
are the Wisconsin cheaper version of a Stanley? Like a Big Buddy?
No, I mean it's a really crappy cup. Like it's terrible, but you get cheaper refills if you use it.
All right. Let's keep on the topic of football because everyone is
Graham Bateson is really the only one who's got my back in the chat. And yeah. I shout out Graham.
He also said when you said Justin Fields is not good, and then I love Justin Fields. He said, "Hold up, let him cook." That was
I loved.
Oh, I thought you said love. I did not hear the past tense.
I thought Justin Fields was I thought the 49ers should have taken him. I thought the Patriots should have taken him. I really thought the Broncos were the dumb team for not taking him.
Can I need to say something. The Chiefs are not fair. What they cut MVS.
Shout out MBS. Hey, Marcus, great. You got man. Your, Thank you for your
good service.
Yeah. Yes. And then they, so they're saving like $12 million there, right? They're restructuring Patrick's contract.
You can call him Pat. You can call him Pat.
I don't think his mom doesn't like it. So Patrick's contract, we're like all but like one, like very, basically the vet minimum, I think, is going to get, like, they're just going to load up. And the salary cap also is bigger than expected, helping these teams out that were cap strapped. So I just feel like they're going to load up somehow. And well, it's just not fair.
They might be losing Snead because Snead wants.
I thought they're going to franchise tag him.
Wasn't that the news today?
He did get franchise tagged, but he wants the capital B bag. So he might get traded.
Davis know the defensive player.
I know Chiefs
because he's a Chiefs. Player. He's Chiefs.
Yeah. He fist pumped someone wearing a Ladarius Snead jersey. Yeah. Yeah.
Not even that's
actually was
that's dead
hoping
ass.
To see Ladarius in the airport.
That is a true statement. We had a Snead jersey.
So what are like potential possibilities? Mike Evans, and then what else?
Davante Adams trade. DeAndre Hopkins trade, Mike Evans.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Yeah.
If that happens, I will be. If he gets Davante Adams, that will just be unfair.
Well, I
How
think
old is D-Hop now?
He's 33. He's 33, but
he had a good season last year.
He makes less money than Valdes-Scantling makes. He makes $11 million. Chris Diaz in the chat. So this is why this is not going to happen. I've seen
what
people mention
first?
This. Hollywood Brown. He said Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
They're not going to do Hollywood Brown because you can say this is right. You can say this is wrong, whatever. The Chiefs like their wide receivers to be good blockers. And Hollywood don't block, baby. They call him Hollywood for a reason. Like, that dude is not out there throwing run blocks. It's not what he's about. So Hollywood Brown's not going to be a Chief.
Here we go, Davis. I know you did a video on Troy Franklin. I don't even know the draft range of these guys.
He's not the one I want. I want one of the two Texas guys. I want Xavier Worthy or A.D. Mitchell. Those are the two. Mitchell obviously would be the MVS replacement. Worthy would be like the good version of what they wanted Sky or Hardman to be. The sacrilegious Keon Coleman, I don't want him anywhere near the Chiefs. This is the guy. I want him to go to the Bill and for him to be the mole. I'm not a Keon Coleman guy.
What do the rankers have for A.D. Mitchell versus Worthy?
They have them like straight up back to back, like total preference.
Where if the Bills take a wide receiver in the first round, let's guess where Liam will draft him on opening night. What round?
The problem is Keon Coleman is just like Quentin Johnston East. It's really not good.
Now wait until the Liam PR train gets rolling on any one of these dust balls. He will turn them into Randy Moss in no time.
Well, it's gonna be Keon, and he will take him as the wide receiver 25 and
what's your has your opinion changed at all on Marvin Harrison Jr. versus Neighbors?
No, they're not even close.
How baller is that Marv is just like going to do absolutely nothing.
He said he's going to
do the Ohio State Pro Day though, which is,
I thought he was
no pro day.
Let me, I guess.
Player profiler is just going to have like just question marks on his.
Oh, never metric. Mind. I'm wrong.
Yeah. Because like we're not going to know his baseline.
Do we think Neighbors and Rome are close?
No.
I think there's probably a gap, but I forget who tweeted this. I think Daniel Jeremiah may be one of the other guys. And I don't always fall for the football guy stuff, but I did fall for this, which is the guy basically said, the type of wide receiver I like is when it's 3rd and 7, the entire stadium, everyone on the defense knows the ball is going to this wide receiver and there's still nothing they can do about it. And that was basically Rome for every big game for Washington, both the Oregon games, the college football playoff game. I mean, he was that guy. But I think sacrilegious is right. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. gap to Neighbors, then a pretty big gap to the other guys.
And just like, gauging sentiment, it seems like general thought is that Neighbors is closer to Harrison than
Sure. Especially if during this week, if he runs like a 4.3, something ridiculous. It's the hype. Like people are talking about the Titans now drafting a wide receiver when up until now it's all been about the offensive line. And now they're thinking maybe the Chargers draft Joe Alt at number 5. Like the top 10 will be fun. First round will be fun again this year.
Who do you want the Titans to take?
like the unsexy, non-level little pick is just Joe Alt.
Yeah.
Find somebody.
I think weirdly enough, no one's even going to know who Joe Alt is because it's such a sexy draft with like quarterbacks and tight ends and wide receivers. But like Joe Alt, like every scouting report is like, yeah, this is dude is like a can't miss. Like he's just going to be a great tackle forever.
Yeah, one of the old football heads came out and said he doesn't like him that much. Maybe Cosell. I think it was Cosell. But that was the first negative kind of info I had heard on him. But you need kind of like someone to protect your quarterback with Will Levis and a new coach. I want to talk
actually
about
actually a sick draft though. Like
the whole first round
wide receivers, tackles, corners, and quarterbacks, which is like perfect. You know,
well, and also not even knowing the quarterback, like we don't know really after the top two or three, like who's like this McCarthy love is just too much for me.
Well, this is one of the guys I wanted to talk to Tuttle about. Tuttle, what do you think draft people are saying about JJ McCarthy? Like if you had to guess,
I actually know draft people like JJ McCarthy and I have no idea why.
He averaged 150 passing yards per game. He weighs less than me. His advanced metrics are like he's like Brock Purdy, you know, where he just was in the perfect system for all of his advanced stuff to look incredible. And I feel like people are psyoping themselves.
What's where's he projected right now? Like
some people say he might go ahead of Drake May.
No,
they're just crazy.
People are saying
house max.
You're gonna ask Kurt Benkert about that.
Like in front of Jaden Daniels is like you could not see that at all.
I can see it because, I mean, David, you're not a college football guy, so you don't remember Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I'm a college football guy.
No, you definitely you watched. I guarantee you, no snaps of Jaden Daniels at Arizona State.
Oh, so
McCarthy's got to be like the double condom draft guy, right?
He's like super fancy Mac Jones.
Yeah, he's like the guy that you'll get some solid years out of, but you
just
really
draft Mr. Irrelevant in the seventh round and let him lead you if that's the
well. What if Spencer Rattler ends up being a better quarterback than Daniels, McCarthy, or Nix?
I saw him catching some steam. He's got to be super old.
I mean, but like he has had like really good games.
Spencer Rattler.
He's also had really bad games.
Rattler was supposed to be the number one overall pick three years ago, and then he went into the wilderness.
Caleb Williams,
he's good, right? That has to be like the issue is that he's like Brett Favre, but not Brett Favre. So
he's all he's
you have Jaden Daniels, you have Bo Nix, you have like Penix, like all these guys.
Bo Nix and Penix are not going to go in the first round.
I hope not.
The Bo Nix explosion was interesting to follow, though.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, we just don't know.
Anyone who remembers Bo Nix from Georgia is like, I can't even believe that guy would get drafted.
He actually was at Auburn, not Georgia. But
yeah, sure, whatever. I confused him for
Stetson. You don't know football.
Well, I confused him for Stetson Bennett because they might as well be the same guy.
This does kind of feel like it could happen.
That
seems like a good fit
with Justin Fields behind him.
We just don't know. All right, let's shift really quick to
We got another good point in chat. Remember when Levis was going number one overall last year?
Yeah. Titans got a steal. Number one.
I kind of think Levis still is going to be fine. That's my take.
He is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kitchen, I did one of my first best ball drafts. I ended up on stream on Monday. I did a complete Titans onslaught. Levis, Spears, Nuke, Burks, and Chig.
Burks.
I ripped it in. Nice. Hey, let me tell you, Burks is free in draft.
David, what month are we going to get the Treylon Burks has been working with Hopkins. He looks really good. You know, we already got.
I actually might see if I can get a workout in with Treylon this offseason.
That's what Better Collective needs to film.
I can make it as a brand ambassador. I feel like I could help make that happen. Let's talk though. You mentioned Spears. Let's talk about running backs because we had all like this onslaught of running backs. We're not going to franchise them. Not going to be the workhorse back. Everything else. Like, what's the running back position even going to look like? Like in the big board drafts, where are these running backs going?
They all, every single one of those guys, it's so funny. The wide receivers dry up completely about 65 picks in, and then the next 25 picks are quarterbacks, running backs, and tight ends, and that's it. There's one wide receiver who goes from like pick 60 to 85, and it's Christian Watson.
Like Saquon, Derrick Henry, Eckler, well, Pollard.
Saquon still goes early.
Saquon still goes, yeah.
All those other guys, though, are like where Davis said, like sixth to eighth round guys. Nick Chubb, Eckler is going in that range, too.
Nick Chubb Peterson is going to start the year on the physically unable to perform list. So if anyone has not figured that out yet about the big
best
board.
Pure rusher in the league, brother, just let me draft.
He can block. Travis Etienne.
I'm not saying I take him first overall, but he is the best pure runner in the National Football League.
Etienne is not going to be a workhorse back. That's the news that we heard from today. So
that was the news we saw watching the Jags play last year too.
Yeah. So tank stock is going back up, just like Bitcoin.
I don't think it's tank stock.
Yeah.
It's anywhere they'll
get. You know, Andy from the Fantasy Footballers, they have a little podcast, but he tweeted out a graph of Bitcoin. Said, "What NFL player is like this?" That could be Tank.
What? No, we like to support kind of content creators on the rise. What's the name of the podcast?
Fantasy Footballers. Like instead of Fantasy Football, Fantasy Footballers.
Yeah, check them out.
Yeah. Mark, John, and Andy.
Oh, yeah. Just Google them.
Fantasy Hotman. Nice guys. Yeah. 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 So anyways, back to running backs. Davis, what are you doing with the running backs?
I mean,
is there any of these guys that you like would buy stock into?
Oh, Chase Brown, maybe not in Dynasty, but Chase Brown right now.
No, I'm not saying about like Chase Brown, like obviously.
Oh, the free agents, I wouldn't buy any of them. Yeah. I would
like Paul Eckler, any of these, Henry, any of these.
Yeah, glue factory. Pollard could have a little bit of a resurgence if it's true that he actually was not healthy last year, that he was dealing with the ramifications of the tightrope, whatever. But like Eckler, jail, Henry, jail. Maybe Barkley, if this Barkley the Texans thing happens, could be good. Still probably jail. Chubb, jail. Jacobs, super jail. Josh Jacobs, super jail. Yeah. What do we want these guys
for? Why are you referring to these players like they're scam NFT influencers?
Aaron Jones, no jail. Aaron Jones, probation. Because I think basically he's just about done, and the Packers will just ride
him into the sunset.
Yeah, because Dylan just cannot play.
Have you seen his thighs, though? Boy.
Yeah, they cost me a lot of money.
What's the running back, incoming running back class looking like, Davis?
So bad. Bad. Like the worst running back class I can ever remember. Other than Tuttle's, the one guy who's good was a Wisconsin guy that Tuttle's going to say sucks.
Who is it?
Braylon Allen, baby.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm updating FA.
I thought he was that Oregon guy.
That's Bucky Irving.
I thought Braylon Allen.
There's the right? Bucky connection though. Bucky Badger, basically. Yeah. Bucky.
Braylon Allen is a 19-year-old converted safety.
I forget how young he is.
Yeah.
He's
really 19 right now.
He's not even going to turn 20 until October, I believe.
I will say, for fantasy purposes, like if you had to pick a position for the incoming class to be bad, you would want it to be running back. Cause like they'll still get drafted in the third and fourth round. They'll get drafted into ambiguous situations and we'll be able to tell ourselves a story that they climbed the depth chart. Whereas like when there's bad wide receivers, it's just depressing.
It just
it's like, no, you're dead. Like, whereas, I mean, I looked at Brugler, I think has 17 wide receivers in his top 100 prospects this year, like overall prospects. I mean, it is a sick class with so many guys you can talk yourself into at the end of drafts.
Well, also we have to realize what's coming, and that is metrics season, right? So one of these running backs is going to
realize what's coming.
Well, let me get to it, Davis. Get off your phone. Pay attention.
Totally.
We're going to see like people's 40 times. They're like
the combine is coming.
Yes, and they're and metrics, Davis, for these individual players, right? Like we are going to measure them. And so someone's going to put up like 25 there you get workout warriors basically like 25 times 225. Like, oh, this guy is it happens every year. So we might say that the running back class is bad right now, but just wait. Just wait till some of these numbers come out and then you're like, "Oh, you got to get grab this guy." It's going to happen.
Well, Braylon Allen, I think, is going to have a pretty good combine. He won't run a super long 40, but all the other stuff he's going to be good at, especially for his size.
Did rookie running backs do anything last year?
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Von Achan?
Tajay Spears? Robinson?
Tajay Spears. You heard any of those guys?
Yeah.
Did you ask a question just so you could say Tajay Spears over and over? No.
Just funny you guys didn't mention Tajay Spears.
When we were naming the fantasy relevant guys.
He was basically free.
He had like one game where he took a screen pass to the house and we just kept waiting and waiting for takeover.
David, that was good content. That was really good.
You guys also didn't respond to the misnaming of the fantasy footballers guys, but yeah.
No, there was no reason to. We just needed to let that one go. Yeah, you got to let the bit breathe.
Let's round this out. Tuttle is just deep into projections right now.
Yeah, what we're both
because I'm a company man. I'm a company man. We don't even offer projections for FA Cup, but we got two EPL squads squaring off against each other. There's just showdown matchup for it, so I figured I'd put the projections up for the
team. Sometimes when I just want to get inspired, I'll just hop into the niche sports projections chat and just see Jamino and Tuttle just going, just like just tweaking like these rando college basketball players' minutes, or you know,
well, that's
just
been an adventure for sure.
Yeah, I love it. It's like I said, it's inspiring.
Can we get some?
I'd love to talk to you guys about it, but I don't even know if any of you even do NBA DFS anymore.
I do. No. I still play every night.
How about this, Tuttle? Are you in the college basketball streets?
We've been doing projections for him for the last 2-3 weeks.
Because I'm doing Gretsch's Omni Fantasy draft, and I have to select flyer college basketball teams to win March Madness. You got any sleeper teams?
Oh, gosh, I got nothing yet.
Okay.
I got nothing on the bracket side. I told Jamino he needs Arizona. To put together bracket sims.
Arizona.
Arizona's not like some sleeper. He needs a sleeper, man.
Yeah. Kitchen, looking at the odds, Arizona's has the fourth best odds. Huskies, Purdue, Cougars, Wildcats. I need a team not projected to go to the Final Four, bud.
All right.
Actually, they're available in my league.
Are you doing your Omni Fantasy right now?
Not right now, but I'm going to be on the clock
soon. I saw some sort of graph, one of these college basketball heads, as far as like teams that get hot, like talent, and it was them and maybe UConn, of course. But
Kitchen, you said you wanted to weigh in on Cheryl Swoop's comments about Caitlin's record and how it's not a real record.
No.
What did you talk about out there?
Caitlin Clark is she's these girls' generation Michael Jordan. Like, it's
do your daughters have they, do they like watching her highlights?
Yes.
Wait, they like her more than Sabrina Ionescu?
They didn't really know who Sabrina Ionescu was.
She's better though. Like, not in
college. Of course. She had COVID year take away her, but like both of those girls, like Sabrina's got her own shoe, right? And I want them, but like Caitlin Clark's everywhere right now. Like you
and
can't
you
go
have
anywhere.
To think, Dave, like remember watching Steph Curry in the tournament when he took him on that run? It's like, yes, there's people better than him, but he was just electric. Like there
and,
was
and, never seen Caitlin anything Clark. Like that before.
Yeah.
Well, and Sabrina played for Oregon, so her games were never on until like 11:30 at night. Right.
And
so
again, their team, Sabrina would have won a national championship if not for COVID. So anyways, shout out to Sabrina. What she did against Steph was also amazing.
She is an insanely good basketball player. She's fun to watch.
Yeah. Just give these girls their flowers. I'm all for it. All right. Final thoughts, Tuttle? You got any final thoughts?
Nope. Just making some projection changes here.
Okay. Who's taking corner kicks for Chelsea?
No. You can talk about that after. Take it offline. Davis, final thoughts.
Let me look real quick.
Final thoughts. Make sure you bought some Bitcoin today. Make sure that you put it onto a cold wallet and just sit on it and then come back in 10 years. And then you can tell your significant other, your buddies, whatever, that you are smarter than them because you're rich.
Okay.
Davis, if someone slid into your DMs and wanted hand holding on all of the steps about purchasing Bitcoin, getting it on a cold wallet, creating the new seed phrases, would you offer that service pro bono to the people?
No, but I would send them to a YouTube video that could do it for them.
Okay.
Probably what I would do is I'd probably send them a Kindle link to Safadine's book, actually, is what I would do.
I thought you fell out of favor with him.
Oh, I don't like him, but he did write the best Bitcoin book. I don't even really think there's a debate.
All right.
Probably some combination of Enzo or in Mudrick, I would guess.
No, I think Paolo Gusto takes him.
Stop.
No.
Davis, I think you've actually turned more into one of those Bitcoin types. Now you're, eat meat, lift weights, buy Bitcoin. Like, you have become that.
You're like the Liver King of the Spoolcast.
Have you guys seen the Liver King ad going around?
The Liver King.
The fantasy football one?
I actually have. No.
What is
Levitan
it?
I tagged Davis in it a week or so ago, and then Levitan retweeted it the other day. It's something like, it's just like real men don't play fantasy football, and that it's like him in a field, like lifting up large logs or something.
That's amazing.
Which you should be able to do, but you should be able to lift.
Oh, is it like a legit Liver King ad? It's not like a spoof?
No, he paid, and it's everywhere. He must have paid a shit ton to have this ad on everyone's feed.
It's probably like targeted. It's targeted, as some ads are known to be. All right, Pete, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about clicking Justin Fields in the eighth, you might as well make a charitable donation or take that $20 and put it in Bitcoin. That's my recommendation.
All right, and I would just go ahead and say that if you are thinking about starting a company and you want to look at just some core values to start them on, respect, ambition, integrity, and collaboration. Those also happen to be the four core values of Better Collective and something that we try to live by and work by here. So.
This is where you wink at the camera slightly over your shoulder right now for the documentary.
Yeah, that's going to be on the opening of the documentary. So, also speaking of documentaries, my former college roommate teamed up with French Montana, Mickey Echo, and produced the song documentary this past week. Didn't mean to one up Pete there, but I think that will do it. Shout out to Sosa for producing the show and everyone else for just basically coming in our little group chat. That's what it was today. It was a group chat, and I liked it. So we'll see you in 2 weeks after the combine, before the draft. We'll have some more hot takes. And yeah, so see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.